in Luke chapter 13 about the problem of suffering, about why some people appear to suffer more than others. Now, there were present at that very time some people who came and told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. So what happened was that this ruler Pilate was really evil, and he didn't like the people from Galilee, that's in the north of Israel, and so he grabbed a load of them, had them killed, and mixed their blood with the blood of the animal sacrifices that the Jews were offering to God. It's a pretty horrible thing to do. But so they came and told Jesus about this, and they were sort of a bit like children. They were like, oh, like Jesus didn't know. Well, I'm sure he knew all about it. But they came and told him, just like they came and told Jesus about how beautiful and great the temple was. Well, he knew all that anyway. But he patiently says to them, do you think that these Galileans, that is, the ones who were killed, were sinners more than all the other Galileans, that's the ones who weren't killed, because they suffered these things? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all in the same way die. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. There was a tower in a place called Siloam, and it fell over. I guess they didn't build very solidly in those days, not always. And anyway, this big tower fell over. It's like imagining a block of flats falling over. And it fell on top of people, and 18 people were killed. But I'm sure there were lots of other people who it nearly fell on, but not quite, and they just happened to run away. Or there were other people who weren't even there in the area. And Jesus says, do you think that they were sinners above all the people who live in Jerusalem? Because this tower of Siloam was one of the towers in Jerusalem. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all in the same way die. So what Jesus is saying is that although, yes, those 18 people died when a tower fell over on top of them, they died because they were sinners, and we are all sinners, and we will all die. The thing is, it's tragic that some people die younger than others, or before other people. But he's saying that, really, the tower is going to fall on all of you. You're all going to get caught up in this, because you're all sinners. And it's the same with the people from Galilee, that Pilate grabbed a group of people from Galilee and killed them and poured their blood out with the blood of the animal sacrifices. And Jesus is saying, but yeah, you are not to think that actually they suffered, as it were, worse than someone who died of old age in their bed, because we all are going to die. And that death that we die is a judgment, because we have all sinned. And even when people die, maybe without knowing God's purpose, I suppose you could say that God knows that if they were to live longer and know his ways, they would refuse them, they would reject them. And so God knows best, and it is a very difficult question. But the point is, he says that unless you repent, you are all going to die in the same way. So just as the tower happened to fall on 18 people, and the people who were just walking past and it didn't fall on them might have thought that they were super lucky or something, or blessed by God, Jesus is saying, no, not at all. You are also going to die. You're also going to get hit and die. The point is that, as Paul says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's a verse we read when we baptize somebody. It's in Romans chapter 6. So if we repent, and that means being baptized into Jesus, if we accept Jesus, then we will not die forever. Whereas otherwise we are going to live and die, and that's it. We are not going to live forever. And so it's not really a case that, oh yeah, well, somebody was unlucky and someone was lucky. The difference between living for, let's say, 10 years and 100 years might seem huge to us, but in the bigger picture of eternity, of everlasting life. That's no difference at all. This life is very, very, very short. And unless we repent, we're also going to stay dead forever. And Jesus goes on, having explained these fairly difficult things to accept. He gave them a parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and didn't find any. He said to the vine dresser, "For 3 years I came looking for fruit on this fig tree, and I don't find any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And the worker answering and said to him, "Master, leave it alone for this year as well. I will dig around it and fertilize it. And then if it bears fruit next year, well, that's good. But if not, well, then you can cut it down." Now, God is the man, as it were, who has the fig tree planted in his vineyard. And the worker is Jesus. And his ministry lasted for 3.5 years. And so, what he's saying is that Jesus is arguing with God almost. God says, "No, let's cut down this fig tree." The fig tree was like Israel. And Jesus said, "No, let's give it a little bit more time." And I think he adds that to this whole thing about the problem of suffering to show that God is very, very gentle. And he waited 3 years for this fig tree to have fruit, and it didn't. And Jesus waited even longer for its repentance. So let's not think that God doesn't care. He really does. But what he really wants is spiritual fruit and repentance so that he can save us.